Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Just like, ironically, all of Trump's other chiefs of staff, I don't know, Lee. I don't know how you read this interview with Vanity Fair and come off with anything other than the idea that Susie Wiles hates Donald Trump, hates most of the staff, has utter contempt for them, and was trying to do the maximum level of tongue-in-cheek political damage. And a lot of folks, you know, even this morning I was listening to some of the shows, like, oh, she shouldn't have talked to them. Well, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, you should have looked out for that pothole. But when you trip over the same pothole 11 times, at some point, it becomes hard to explain. I mean, she talked to them 11 times. And take a listen, Byron York, Lee, pointing out who this Vanity Fair reporter is. Susie Wiles is a lot of things, thinks she's a nasty human being for doing this, but she's not dumb.
Vanity Fair was invited into the White House. The photographer went, the reporter went, the top officials in the White House, the Vice President, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, Susie Wiles, Stephen Miller, Carolyn Leavitt, they all there. They posed for pictures and all talked to Vanity Fair. And Susie Wiles talked to Vanity Fair 11 times over the course of a year. So she can complain that it's misleading and out of context, but what did she expect going into this?
So this is a self-inflicted PR wound.
Absolutely. She knew what she was doing. And Joe Concha, look, when you talk to, this is him on Fox News this morning, when you talk to this particular reporter.
Vanity Fair, look, is overwhelmingly anti-Trump. And the person who interviewed Susie Wiles here for Vanity Fair, his name is Chris Whipple. Now, let me give you his resume. Former MSNBC, NPR, and 60 Minutes contributor slash producer. So Wiles' argument here is valid when you look at the body of work from those three so-called news organizations. And just read Whipple's book on the 2024 presidential campaign. It's a anti-Trump manifesto.
Come on. Oh, boy. This is Susie Wiles beginning the distancing act for herself, either because she's going to have a book coming out, or I think you're going to see her likely before the 26th election, midterm election. She's either going to be working as a highly paid commentator for MSNBC, CNN, or one of the other liberal networks.
Maybe it's time for Trump to bring Ivanka back into the fold.
Somebody, anybody.
Gee.
And I'm going to run through some of her hits in the next hour because she had an absolute strategy in how she did this. And by the way, yes, she's put out a statement defending herself, saying it was taken out of context, but she has not denied a single one of these clips, these quotes. And the reporter is now running around playing the clips for people, saying, no, I mean, here I have her. I mean, I did not misquote her. He didn't. She wanted this. And there was a very specific pattern to what she did here. She not only distanced herself, she did it in a way to, one, make sure to protect the deep state. She did real legal damage to Trump's cases against Comey and Letitia James and probably the rest of the deep state because, you already have Letitia James' attorney rightly this morning. It's what I would do if I were an attorney, saying we're gonna bring this into court. She's saying that this is retribution. Comey's attorney will do the same. So will anyone else from the deep state, including Brennan and Bolton and all of them. They'll drag this in. Susie Wiles knows that. So she gets a hit in where she protects the deep state. I mean, this is evil, evil stuff this woman did. She is way too smart. If there was one offhand comment, you know, where she maybe went a little too far, got a little too friendly with a reporter, I'd be like, well, maybe she wasn't thinking. I mean, 11 interviews, you're bound to make a mistake, right? But come on. I mean, Elon Musk is a vowed ketamine user. His actions weren't rational. I mean, she's slamming Doge.
Yeah.
His action left her aghast. Did you use that word? That's a pretty definitive word.
Yeah.
Aghast. Doesn't leave a lot of room for error, no matter what the context is. And at this point, I don't even care. Donald Trump has an alcoholic's personality. She attributes, this is from Vanity Fair, her ability to work for Mr. Trump to growing up with an alcoholic father, the sportscaster Pat Summerall. High-functioning alcoholics or alcoholics in general, their personalities are exaggerated when they drink, she said. And so I'm a little bit of an expert in big personalities. Well, Mr. Trump does not drink, she said. He has an alcoholic's personality and operates with a view that there's nothing he can't do. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. We all know what an alcoholic is like. They're not rational. They don't make great decisions. Come on. She knew what she was doing. But this is the devastating stuff because this is going to be used in every one of these deep state cases. Ms. Wiles confided in Mr. Whipple in March that she had told Mr. Trump that his presidency was not supposed to be a retribution tour. Wow. I can't write that better if I'm a screenwriter for MSNBC and they're reading it off the prompter. Yeah. Retribution tour. We're going to hear those words in court.
Mm-hmm.
They may cost this prosecutions. We have a loose agreement that the score settling will end before the first 90 days are over, she said. When that did not happen by August, Susie Wiles told the reporter, Mr. Whipple, that, quote, I don't think he's on a retribution tour, but said that he is aiming at people who did bad things. In some cases, it may look like retribution, and there may be an element of that from time to time. Who would blame him? Not me. You are undermining your legal case against him. And again, we already have Abby Lowell, ironically Hunter Biden's attorney, who's also the attorney for Letitia James, saying, look, this whole thing's been retribution. He's going to use it in court. I would. She did that on purpose. This is maximum level damage.
And of course, none of the prosecution of Donald Trump was any type of political retribution.
And you know, she looks dumb. Yet you're right. Saying that today is we're finding out the absolute outrage of the fact the Mar-a-Lago raid was based on the word of one person and that what they said was not corroborated. That's not enough for a raid.
Yeah.
Not what they did. She looks like an idiot. There's no there, in other words.
Even the biblical standard is you must have two to testify against you.
Yeah. And look, it's not even the biblical standard. It's the standard of the Washington office of the FBI, which is why these agents were like, oh, we don't want to do this. They got overrode. They were afraid they were going to get blamed. You can't do that. Especially not when you're tampering with evidence, which they did and lied about in court. She knows that. She knows there's a there. I mean, when you and she's talking about Comey, she's like, she makes sure to name Comey. I mean, wait, hold on, honey. You mean James Comey? The guy who wrote in an email directing his friend, the professor, to leak classified data, which is a felony? And then telling Congress, no, I never authorized the leak of classified data. We have him writing it. Susie Wiles, no, those are documented crimes. They're so badly that in yesterday's edition of this show, the judge knows they got to get rid of that evidence. Remember, the judge has ordered that evidence be destroyed.
Destroyed, yeah.
the evidence be destroyed. You don't order evidence to be destroyed if there's no evidence. Susie Wiles knows this. That's what makes this so evil when you look at, okay, what did she say? Because before I went and read it, I was like, well, okay, maybe she, you know, it's kind of dumb. But our side does it. I mean, heck, Trump does it. Trump gives interviews to people he shouldn't talk to.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be that. But then when I saw this and the very pointed nature of it to do the maximum level of damage, just unbelievable. I mean, and then volunteering, oh, Trump's in the Epstein documents. Lee, I think there's a good chance those documents don't come out tomorrow because I don't see how they would just be laying around.
Yeah,
I don't think Trump can procure them if he wants to. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But why would Comey's little girl leave him laying around? Why would Comey leave him laying around? They wouldn't.
No.
If Trump's not in them, but a lot of other Democrats are, and you know they are because Dick Durbin blocked their release in the Senate. They're not going to leave him laying around. And if Trump can't produce him tomorrow and your own chief of staff is saying he's in him, Katie, bar the door. It's bad. It is really bad what she did here. Now, look, is he going to recover from this? Yes. Trump is like a cat dropped off a 15-story building, okay?
Always lands on his feet.
Yeah, you know, and like you'll be like, wow, it only broke like one claw. How'd that happen? I don't know. But the fall is always very scary. You know what I'm saying? He's going to land
twisting
on his feet.
Twisting and turning in the wind.
Exactly. And look, you know, I was reading a great piece about how it took Ronald Reagan 2 full years to fix Jimmy Carter's mess. And it was a roller coaster economically. It did not end right away, right? Trump's going to do the same. It's going to be great.
He was recovering from a gunshot wound during that. So
yeah, I know. Which seems to be a Republican tradition, apparently.
Exactly.
But I mean, but all that going on. I mean, she slammed all of the key parts of the Trump administration, Lee. It was bad. And if you look at this tactically and politically and like who she's hurting here, the worst one, I think, is the damage she did to J.D. Vance. Because what she gave, she knows this, what she gave them is going to be used by the Democrats. Because remember, J.D. Vance, when Trump comes down the escalator and J.D. Vance immediately calls him a Nazi, right?
Yeah.
And switches sides later, but he was opposed to his immigration, right?
And he's talked about that.
And he has. But when you have Susie Wiles saying that his switch, his conversion from Trump critic to ally was based not on principle, but was political, why would you say that? You are trying to gut him ahead of 28. That's why.
Yeah.
Because who does he need? The very people that are not showing up right now in New Jersey, they're not showing up in Virginia. And that's why Trump lost those states by 5 and 6 points and Republicans running there now are losing them by 15. They don't show up unless Trump is on that ballot. We don't know if they'll show up for J.D. Vance. She put that in that interview so it could be reused by Democrats to suppress that turnout. Yeah. Trump wins with Democrats, ex-Democrats who live in trailer parks and haven't seen the light of day in 15 years, but they come out to vote for him. And she did that to gut J.D. Vance.
Well, it's interesting that she also made reference to him as being a fan of conspiracy theories. But the thing is, what has been proven to be right almost all the time? The conspiracy theories.
Yeah, her saying that, too, really just shows she's a member of the political class. Yeah. Conspiracy theory is what we are not a truth we are not allowed to speak of
exactly,
yet.
Exactly, yeah.
And so
that it didn't happen. It's just that we're not allowed to speak of it.
If you abide by the lie and, you know, you are faithful to it, then you're one of them. And then she's signaling that she is. She is one of them. I mean, think about who was the biggest victim of conspiracy theories. It was Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Hoaxes and conspiracy theories by the left. So, you know, but anyway, prediction. They have needed a political assassin for a while. The last one they managed to hire what is that guy's name? MSNBC, former head of the RNC.
Michael Steele.
Yeah, Michael Steele. And he sounds like a Democrat now. Yeah. I'm telling you, I just don't know what the network is yet. She's going to be on a network acting as a political assassin against us, definitely by 28, but probably by the midterms, where she will be ensconced and well-paid to remind you what a traitor J.D. Vance is. to make sure that probably the most formidable candidate we have can't get those votes out. And she's just cleansing herself of the Trump administration to begin that transition. You could see it in the piece.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I don't know about you, but I can't wait for Christmas. And on till Christmas, we open the lines every day in the 9 to 10 hour. So that's 800-905-0989. It's also the same number for the text line, 800-905-0989. Okay, what is Trump doing with Venezuela? Vowing to block oil tankers coming in and going out. They're acting like he's crazy, which is super duper weird. Since not Trump, but Congress sanctioned both countries, they cannot trade in oil. Okay, what is going on here? China built the refineries, a lot of them. China refines 30% of the oil in Venezuela. Iran ships oil to Venezuela for refining and also because Venezuela buys it, because there's, you know, there's different grades of it, right? So while, yes, Venezuela has oil and Iran has oil, they have different kinds of oil and they need it to be refined. So what does Iran do? They ship the oil in. China refines it. or China plays a big role in refining it. They ship their own oil up, goes to Iran. So what do we have what do we have going on here? We have the Democrats profiting off the back of this. We have Iran funding their street protests. We also have Venezuela funding their street protests. Remember the leaders of Black Lives Matter going down there, getting that $25 million in starter money? Who else is funding the street protests, Democrats? China. LA riots. Again, folks, you have to look at this as Trump ripping apart the nexus between our enemies and the Democrat Party. You have to look at this like Trump does to understand it. And one of my big frustrations is people, even on our side, not getting this. Why would Trump do this? Well, for starters, Congress sanctioned these countries. Congress sanctioned the sale of their oil. We've never enforced that. So this isn't Trump waking up one day and going, oh, I don't like oil tankers to go, to and fro. No, Congress started this, and not even the Republican Congress under Trump. We have let China take over the hemisphere, merging with Venezuela and making it a vassal state, but also merging with the Democrat Party. But I see people on our side say, well, the founders want us to be isolationist. I should stop. Okay. What would the founders say, if you could ask them, if they knew that Iran tried to assassinate Trump and his cabinet on our own soil? What? How do you think they'd take that? You think they'd be cool with that? You think they'd say, oh, no foreign entanglements? They would kick ass. Look up Barbary Pirates if you don't think they would. See how Jefferson felt about that and what he did. It was an absolute bloodbath by the time he was done. Just because you don't understand why we're doing something, because you haven't maybe paid attention for the last 3 years, and I'm talking to someone who just texted me, doesn't mean what he's doing doesn't make sense. So let's go back. Let's recap. Christopher Wray with the FBI admitting, as bad as that guy was, that Iran is attempting to assassinate Americans on our own soil, but not Democrat Americans. Only Trump-affiliated Americans and Trump himself.
As the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, the Iranians, for instance, have directly or by hiring criminals mounted assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil.
There you go.
And along those.
So he's saying, we've already got sanctions on this. They're violating them. We've done nothing. Democrats are profiting from it because all of these entities from China to Venezuela to Iran fund Democrat street protests. I'm going to cut them off at the knees. Good. Here's Ted Cruz. This is after October 7th, talking about Joe Biden and Iran funding terror the world over. Why? Because the money from this trade back and forth and the mutual refining they're doing, Venezuela to Iran and Iran to Venezuela, ended up frozen. Joe Biden released it. How much?
We need to cut off the money to Iran. The Biden administration has flowed nearly $100 billion to Iran. Joe Biden and his administration is, in a very real sense, funding this attack.
Yeah. How much did Barack Obama ultimately unleash? And this is proceeds from this illegal trade. Another $100 billion. Where do you think the money came from for the nukes, the nuclear facilities that Trump had to destroy? Democrats unfreezing it. Democrats turning the other way as these tankers rolled. This is an actual existential threat on our soil. So you got to look at it the way Trump does. They tried to kill him. They tried to kill his staff. We have three of their assassins or assassination recruitment teams. It was actually individual guys who tried to recruit somebody right now in our custody, two with trials pending. One of them, the third one, we caught trying to flee the country on a plane the weekend at Butler. Weird, right? I always thought that was weird. So, yeah, this is an actual defense of our soil. This is not foreign interference. Leave Venezuela alone. Leave Iran alone. Why? So they could try to kill us again? Folks, so you understand they don't try to kill Democrats. It doesn't matter who our nominee is. It could be Rubio. It could be J.D. Vance. They're what's for dinner. They will try to kill them too. It's going to go on and on and on. And the first step is shutting off the money and cutting off China, Iran, Venezuela, and the Democrats. But then I repeat myself, they're virtually indistinguishable.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So here's Ted Cruz explaining what has happened here, folks, is... So it started with the pallets of cash. Remember when Barack Obama lied to Congress? Said, well, you know, it might have been $700 million that I gave to Iran. And it ended up being like 1.2, 1.3 billion pallets of cash to help build the nuclear program. And ultimately, before he was done, Barack Obama, what would happen was that we would, that Iran would you know, buy and sell oil, its oil. Venezuela would do the same thing. A lot of times back and forth, they'd refine each other's oil. China's doing a lot of it, refining 30% of the oil now in Venezuela for Iran and for Venezuela. A lot of that money, you know, ends up in organized crime, used against us. So, you know, when you're Donald Trump and they've tried to kill you on your own soil, Iran has, this is a kind of a, you know, a priority. And since they're both sanctioned, the money adds up in banks, bank accounts, right? We freeze it. And then Democrats come along, first Obama, $100 billion, and then Biden, $100 billion. They unfreeze it. Then the money went into October 7th, but, you know, it also went into building the Houthi terror network, two dead Navy SEALs at the bottom of the sea. They killed them. It sponsored the, you know, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and various Syrian troops who then got so bold under Joe Biden, they were flying into our bases and just assassinating our troops with drones. Two troops out of Georgia killed. Then they got so bold, they started assassination plots under Joe Biden on our soil. They got so bold, the Ayatollah issued not one, but two death fatwas against Trump. Never one against the Democrats. So if you're Trump and you want to rip this out by the roots, what do? You start with the tankers. You put a total freeze on the tankers. They're not coming from Venezuela. They're not going from Venezuela. China's not refining any Iranian oil. They're not refining any Venezuelan oil. And you're not going to assassinate Trump or his current cabinet on his soil anymore. We're not doing that. These are actual acts of war. We have the assassins in our custody. So here's Ted Cruz explaining how Biden and the Democrats built Iran brick by unfreezing these oil assets that Trump is now saying, no, these tankers have been used for years to violate the sanctions. We're not doing it anymore. You don't get to kill me and my, you know, entire cabinet on our soil. I'm sorry, you don't.
You were talking about Iran and Hamas, and I said at the end of our interview that I thought Biden had direct responsibility for this attack. And you said why. Let me give you one reason why. Joe Biden is responsible for $100 billion going to the Ayatollah. He made a decision to do that, and okay. Iran funds Hamas. The Wall Street Journal reported in September they brought Hamas terrorists to Iran and trained them in Iran to carry out the attack. Right. And I start from a really simple principle. Don't give money to terrorists who want to kill us. And okay. And that, unfortunately, the Democrat Party's on the other side of it.
Okay, so here he is. Further explaining, I think this is the right one, to Bill Maher what the deal is.
You know it's more complicated than that.
No, I actually don't think it is.
Okay.
When the Ayatollah chants death to America and death to Israel, I believe him.
But what's the complicated part is what I was saying. The people of Iran is different than the regime.
But he didn't give the money to the people. He gave the money to the Ayatollah. The person he's giving it to is the one who has pledged he wants to murder as many Jews and as many Americans as possible. And giving him, Obama gave him $100 billion, Biden gave him $100 billion, and that was catastrophically foolish.
Now, again, that wasn't taxpayer money. That was money from the sanctioned oil trade. Now, let's remember what do you understand what Trump is doing with Venezuela? These are not hard things to understand. Although, Trump needs to do a much better job of explaining it. His explanation is meh. But this is what is going on. Okay, remember when we were blowing up, because we finally had to, Democrats, China and Iran were on the verge of a nuclear Iran, which Democrats could then use to wield power on behalf of jihadists across the Middle East. They were on the other side. And we had to blow up those nuclear facilities, a great risk to ourselves. It was very hard because Joe Biden had also given away Bagram Air Force Base. We couldn't take off from there. So he made sure to give China the upper hand that way. Remember the biggest of those that we hit, the one that went down the most, we had to drop a bunch of those bombs down. Do you remember China had built it? There were over 1,000 Chinese scientists working in that facility. We assume they cleared it out, that they knew we were coming. I assume they didn't die, but who knows? So when you look at this, what you've got, China is in Venezuela refining the Iranian and the Venezuelan oil. They're all profiting off of it. It goes to Iran. It comes back from Iran. They buy each other's oil. They refine each other's oil. They save up the money. They use it to try to kill Republicans and Trump on our soil. And then Joe Biden rolls out the red carpet for the president of Iran weeks after we catch one of their assassins who was sent to go after Donald Trump and gives him better security than Trump had. This is a terrifying nexus. It's got to be broken. You've got to go after the money. We never enforced these sanctions, so we didn't because Democrats were profiting off of them. This is the money that will be used to rebuild the nukes on behalf of the people chanting death to America. The same ones who never seem to have an assassination plot against Democrats, but then because they're fund, that's because they're funding the Democrat street protests. Who was funding the Democrat street protests in LA? What do we learn? China, via that billionaire who was funding the anti-Semitic street protests as admitted by John Kirby, Iran. And again, Biden's spokesperson. Who called the leaders of Black Lives Matter, before you even knew those words, Black Lives Matter, to Venezuela and awarded them $25 million? That would be Venezuela. Do you see the nexus here? He's breaking it. He's taking away the money. This is absolutely defending our sovereignty, our borders, our hemisphere. And the founders would have been all over it. That's what he's doing. I just want to explain it because, I mean, there's people on our side who don't understand. And part of it, to be fair, is because Trump has not done a good job of explaining it. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, we go. A lot of great commentary there. Texter writes, Tara, great show as always. I agree. Thank you. This is the most justified use of the military of my lifetime, and I'm almost 50. We should absolutely control this side of the planet. We are fools if we don't. I agree with you. Great text. Texter writes, if Trump saved a drowning kid, the Democrats would say he's starving the sharks. Truly, yes. Now, the texter writes, we have thousands of Marines readying for Venezuela. Why are there not 30,000 Army personnel out there deporting thousands of illegals? I think they should be. And I hope that we see that. Keep in mind, though, he's doing an amazing job. If you had told me by the end of the Trump administration, would he get out 2.2 million of them? I'd probably tell you, no, I don't think it could be done. He did it in less than a year. We're not even at a year yet. Texter writes, hey, Tara, remember the first impeachment was based on the word of one Democrat operative complained about and revealed the private classified conversation of Trump and Zelensky, which, by the way, no one was ever prosecuted for. They should have been. And we now know, since the entire transcript was released and it was indeed, as Trump said, a perfect conversation, do you think the Democrats will weaponize dozens of operatives the same way against whoever they think is a threat to the rule of tyranny? We just caught him doing it today. One person, we're going to find out it's a Democrat operative. One person's word was enough for the raid of Mar-a-Lago. And as the FBI agents, again, you know, wrote, uncorroborated. We don't even know if what they said is true. You can't raid this guy's house, but they did. That'll be the standard. One accuser in the kangaroo court. It's all it takes. They're sitting in your living room. Texter writes, Trump labeling fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction has implications. For decades, the U.S. policy is that any attack on the U.S. with a WMD allows the U.S. to use any WMD in our arsenal to retaliate. Another texter writes, it's all about Venezuelan oil reserves, which is heavy crude. Guess what type of oil our Gulf Coast refineries are designed to refine? You got it, heavy crude. Yeah. There's always oil in there somewhere, but honestly, it's regime change. It's getting China out of this hemisphere for starters, and Iran too. Texter writes, where to go? Texter writes, I got a feeling. Hold on. That doesn't make sense. Texter writes about Susie Wiles. Better check her bank account. Somebody may have got to her. Oh, we're going to find out what she, Susie, I'm telling you, Susie Wiles will be on television as a paid Democrat lapdog, just like Michael Steele is, by the 28 election, guaranteed, if not by the 26 election. They need fresh blood. They haven't had a high-ranking one of us turn tail and work for them like a pet poodle since Steele, who was a Bush guy. He was the former head of the RNC, the head of the party, and now he's one of them. Susie Wiles would be a huge, huge get. They'd probably pay her millions for it. And you're going to see that. Just wait.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.